I think if the world saw the progress so far, they'd be pretty impressed.
Yeah, so basically over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of organizations that have been trying to determine what happens after the war. What's clear right now is we're very much focused on the humanitarian and the deconfliction to make sure that the aid can get to the people.
And deconfliction, because they're still shooting over
yeah,
there.
So you That's have to make sure that we're dealing with both sides and sending messages so that you don't let embers become little fires that become forest fires. So we're working on deconfliction, humanitarian aid.
Right now, you have Gazans trying to go home. Hmm. They're trying to go back to where they lived before. They're going back to where the rubble is and putting a tent down. And
correct, living. Correct. Oh. And by the way, and it's rough there, because it's not just rubble, it's a lot of unexploded munitions all over the field. And as to your question, Leslie, who's going to award contracts? The answer is there's a board of peace, and we're going to be very, very focused and fastidious about having the best talent there. We're already talking to contractors from all of the Middle Eastern countries because we think there has to be support from them, and they know the market in the best way.
Will it be transparent?
Everything's transparent that we do, yes.
You can't replace a corrupt government with another corrupt government.